It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, if you missed any part of our interview with Adam Schefter, you can go back and listen to the podcast anytime. Just subscribe to WEEI on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. And if you missed any of that, don't worry, because there's another interview coming up here momentarily. Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston, voice of the Boston Celtics, the 7-1 Boston Celtics, who have a very important early season matchup here tonight with the Golden State Warriors. And I say important, not so much in the standings, although they are both teams that only have one loss so far this year. They are part of that group of five up at the top of the standings here.
What's this, only college football?
Basically, yeah, that's what they are. They're one of the good teams. The Warriors so far, they've had a soft schedule, but they're one of the good teams. The Celtics are obviously one of the good teams. And there's only like a handful of other ones that have separated themselves from this big group of teams that are right around 500. We'll get Scalabrine's thoughts on that, along with this matchup here tonight with the Golden State Warriors. Scal brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and findmassmoney.gov. It's fast, it's easy, and it's free. Brian Scalabrine, how we doing?
I'm doing well. You guys?
We're doing great. We have an important game to talk about tonight, which we certainly want to get to. But before we get to that, I'm sure you know how I'm going to open this interview. Your former teammate, Kendrick Perkins. Do we have to say, this is what he had, if you heard this, this is what he had to say.
Brian Scalabrine, Scal. He's like, well, well, it's not just open for him to come back to the Celtic organization. Now, it's two things I took from there. One, Scal, who the f*** are you? Right. Use the same motherfucker that when we won a championship, was in street clothes, hurry up and went changed into your jersey. So once we start taking pictures, you could know that you was part of the team.
Okay, you can stop it right there. Scal, your response.
Yeah. Well, first of all, if anybody, and I really do feel sorry for anybody that actually believes that when the Celtics, during the midst of all the stuff that I do with my wife, three kids, my big three, my Celtics broadcast, flying around, that I had a meeting with the Celtic brass, and I decided who was allowed on the float and not allowed on the float. Like, if you actually believe that, I feel really bad for anybody that actually believes that, or Kendrick Perkins is trying to recruit and say like that, somehow I am in control of that. And by the way, I'm not going to go out there and post or anything. I have the text message screenshots of me and Perk, me saying, hey, Perk, I really would love for you to be there, man. This is going to be awesome. But I think you should reach out to Joe and just apologize. Just give him like a, hey, man, you've done a great job. I'm really sorry. And he, like, took that, and he's making it like this. So I think it's a massive distraction from him to say, yeah, I called Joe Mazzulla a terrible name. I called him an idiot. And you can criticize what a coach does. You can criticize what a player does. Like, the general rule is don't call people stupid. And then don't go down that road. And because of that, and I don't know if he feels bad about it or he thinks that people are going to believe him, that he's now making this about me. It's not about me. This is not about me. And if anybody actually thinks this is about me, I feel bad for you.
Did you guys have a good relationship? What was your relationship like in the past?
Amazing. Amazing. When I left Sirius and started at radio.com, I told the guy, and Perk, like, I told the guy, sign Kendrick Perkins up. The guy's, he's brilliant. He's, and this is before he even, like, started doing the ESPN stuff. I'm like, this guy is amazing, and he works, and he gets up. Like, he's, and then I also gave him advice, like, Perk, you know how to make it in this business? Do early morning radio. Because early morning, most NBA players won't wake up to do it. You can, like, really separate yourself out. Like, I've, I, and by the way, like, why, on on June 18th, I have a text message from him. I love you, brother, man. Like, Ubuntu. Like, it's like, this is beyond ridiculous. And so, like, once again, I'm not going down this road of, like, going on Twitter and having this stuff. Like, I'm a grown man. This is, it's amazing what this world has become and how Perkins thinks that this is, like, the best way to approach this.
Wouldn't it be weird for someone like him? Like, you're part of the team broadcast. Someone like him being on the duck boats would have been weird anyway, right? Like, that isn't that like a non-starter?
I mean, the guy was a legendary player for us. He's the starting center on our team. We've never lost a playoff series with him. And I've never, like, wavered on this. I don't, like, I'm telling you, he's doing this to make it a distraction that somehow, like, I'm the reason that he's not invited to a duck boat or whatever it is. Like I'm being honest. Like, who in their right mind would actually believe that I have these conversations with people?
I wouldn't believe that. I didn't think that you were the gatekeeper of the duck boats or anything. But Joe Mazzulla certainly might be, as he's the head coach of the team. Did he hold a grudge over those comments? Like, we never really heard that from him. He didn't speak on it, but did he hold a grudge over that?
Can I just say yes? Because I don't like to talk about, like, private conversations.
Okay, fair enough.
Can I just say, yeah, like, it didn't go over well with Joe Mazzulla.
So,
especially, you know how inviting he was, like, to hey, guys, come on in to training camp, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So, like, it didn't go over well. But, you know, like, and by the way, like, you know, Joe Mazzulla has a lot of stuff going on in his life. Like, Kendrick Perkins at one point was on our air. And I had to explain to him that, like, Kendrick Perkins did not say that on our air, and he did not say that, like, it's not a representation of NBC Sports Boston. That's him doing what he's doing, and I had to smooth that over, which even then, I still, like, had Perkins back during that time. So this is like, put it this way. Like, I'm not, you guys can ask me this question. I was going to do this call regardless, but, like people spending time on this and trying to create beef, like, it's beyond dumb. And you know what? Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I didn't want my suit to get splashed with champagne. I got it. Like, everybody knows, like, I didn't play. I'm not on the broadcast telling everybody how good I was back in the day. I'm not telling everybody how good I was back in the day or my accolades or anything like that. I'm just reporting what I see and, like, with my basketball knowledge. But, yeah, like, it's so lowbrow to go down that road. Like, so it's fine. I don't care, but I think it's, like, it's nonsense.
Just to sort of close the door on this, two-parter, is it safe to say this is not salvageable between Perk and the Celtics as long as Mazzulla's around? And is your relationship with Perk sort of toast?
I'm good. No, I...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recognize that people can do whatever they do and have, like, certain things in their life, and Perk can say, like, he can call me, like, the guy that changed my uniform and make it, like, he can do whatever he wants. Like, I'm not going to hold that that against him. I think he's really smart. I actually like him on TV. I give him a lot of credit for carving out a career in this space, which a lot of people are trying to do. No, I don't got a problem with him. I don't understand why he's doing this. I don't understand if he feels pressure. I have no idea why he does this, but no, like, I'm good. I would see him. I mean, I ain't going to be how I was before trying to help him out or anything like that, but he doesn't need my help. But I keep it moving with him. But as far as Joe Mazzulla, I don't know. I guess Joe Mazzulla reached out to Kendrick Perkins and said, Can we go have dinner? And now it's all good. And somehow, once again, I'm the gatekeeper of the duck boat. And somehow everything was my fault and not his fault for what he said. Like, once again, I was critical of Joe Mazzulla. I don't like the five-out offense, like that first year. I didn't like the way we played. But I'm not calling the guy, like, an idiot because of it. I just, like, why don't we put a guy in the dunker spot? That's all fair game. But calling someone stupid is not okay. It's not okay. And the organization pretending to have open arms with you after you called the coach, who, by the way, pretty bright, an idiot, is not okay either.
We're talking with Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston. Speaking of holding grudges, Scal, how crazy is Jason Tatum going to go tonight against Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors?
Man, I hope, like, did you guys watch? I've seen Jason Tatum a lot. What he did in that Atlanta game, it looked like he was playing against the eighth grade team when he was on the varsity team. It was a joke. And I hope that he just continues that. And, you know, whether it's for Steve Kerr or, like, you know, we have our own beef with the Golden State Warriors from them winning the championship and all that stuff. But, no, I hope that he just continues playing the basketball that he's played. And, man, doesn't he seem, I don't know, maybe the championship or whatever, the offseason, maybe the, I don't know what happened, but he seems like a whole nother level of a guy. Like, he's acting a la Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. Like, he's acting like that level of a guy. Like, so much bigger, better, the way he processes the game, the way he makes clutch shots right now. I'm really looking forward to this. And I wonder, like, there has not been a moment this year where I felt like he was overwhelmed by any part of the game. And we can go as far as last year and say, man, late in the game, you know, Tatum did this or Tatum did that. Like, there's points in time where you could have said, oh, Tatum could have been better here and there. I haven't seen a moment in which, like, he didn't have, like, complete control of the game at all times.
How good is this Warriors team? We look at the standings, they're 6-1, plus 17 point differential. Mm-hmm. How much of a willing foe are they tonight to maybe allow Tatum to put on a show?
Yeah, you know what? They're nasty defensively. I think everyone will get caught up in their shooting, which is good. They move the ball really well. You know, Steve Kerr is, and, you know, like, I know he's public enemy number one today, but he, in the NBA, when you get a guy that plays, like, 8 to 12 minutes, right, typically that guy, like, there's some, like, you kind of ease into the game, and then there's some pouting going on when a guy comes out. Like, he's kind of cracked that NBA code of getting, like, 10 guys. Sometimes he goes 12 when they get a big lead or whatever, but of guys, like, playing hard, like, get really, really getting after it. And you got to watch that. They fly around just like the Celtics. Like, they get beat. They rotate really well. I think Draymond Green has a lot to do with that, like, barking commands from the back line. But they're amazing defensively, just like we're amazing defensively. So I think we have more. I think if you look at when we're at our best and they're at their best, I think we're still better defensively. We just have had some of those lulls in, like, the second and third at times. But our fourth quarter defense has been good. But, no, this Warrior team is good. It's fun. And, you know, there's the Steve Kerr thing, but also you get a chance to watch Steph Curry tonight. And, you know, like, you know, all the antics that he brings to the game. And it's going to be a great night.
So Steve Kerr has cracked the code to play 12 players in the NBA, but he just didn't crack the code to do it in the Olympics. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's 8 more minutes. And I mean, not to take his side, I think Jason Tatum, you know, I think he didn't want to upset the players from the Western Conference to see those guys four times and maybe see those guys in the playoffs. But you know, if there's a 40-minute game with a couple days in between, I suppose the NBA is kind of rapid fire. So he has cracked that code. And remember, injuries come into play all the time in the NBA. There's always guys sitting out here and there. So he's done a good job with this group, I would say. So far, he's done a really good job with this Golden State Warrior team.
All right, Scal, before we let you go, what is wrong with Grant Williams? What's his problem? What was that all about?
Man, I don't know. I don't know. Like, he tried to take accountability, saying I went for the ball. Like, obviously, you know,
go for the ball.
What that looked like.
Right.
Yeah, I just thought, you know what? I like Grant. I like his family, his dad. Like, I think he has a legacy here from all the community service he's done, and he's a great guy, man. I mean, he's a phenomenal person. That might have all got erased with one foul on Jason Tatum, and it was funny after the second game. And usually, you know, there's a little drama. Think about it. We played the Charlotte Hornets back-to-back. Mm. He had to go through that second game. After the game, like, no one was going up to him and dapping him up or shaking hands. I think the whole Grant Williams thing is it's unfortunate for him because I like the guy. but I think it's not a good position for him in Boston. But I will say this: we don't play them till the end of the year. I wonder if the crowd will spit venom the last two games of the season when we finally do play Charlotte again.
I would imagine. Probably won't be like it is tonight with Steve Kerr, but I'd imagine there'll be something for Grant Williams at the end of the season. Thanks so much for the time, Scal. No, always great to talk with you.
All right, sounds good. See you.
Brian Scalabrine, Scal, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Some receipts there from his interactions with Kendrick Perkins. That was interesting. He said he doesn't want to post those screenshots.
No, but he shared them with us, so I appreciate that.
He said that he has them. We didn't see him, but he says that he has them. And he told everybody that he's got them and that he thinks this is all a little phony by Kendrick Perkins, which, we'll see. A lot of shots. Perk took a lot of shots. Scal didn't take a lot of shots back.
Brian Scalabrine. Scal.
Yeah. I love
the way Scal handled it at the end of that, like, yeah, people know I didn't really play.
Right.
Like, what? You're telling people I didn't really play. They can check the box scores. Ooh.
Yeah, right. Like B-Rabbit, you know?
I don't know.
I do live in a trailer park, and my mom is on drugs. Right. Blah, blah, blah. What else are you going to say? Like, that type of thing. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. When we return, Drake May has to protect the ball better, at least according to him. We'll talk about Drake May's flaws, and would last year have been any different?
Flaws?
With a better, promising young quarterback. We'll get to all that right after Stiz tells you what's trending. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.